భజామహం మమో వత్వాను వర్తంతి మనుష్యా పాత్ర ధర్మ. హియర్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ హౌ వన్ కెన్ బికమ్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ అండ్ గో బ్యాక్ టు హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్. Here, the second line of this verse is very important. It is said, Mamo Bhagwanu Vartanti Manushya Patha Sarvast. All human being is searching after me. As we have explained yesterday, Krishna means Sat-Chit Ananda Vigraha, the transcendental form of eternity, knowledge and blissfulness. In the Vedanta Sutra, the summarized philosophy of Vedic knowledge, it is said, Anandamaya Abhyasa, the spirit soul by nature is jubilant.
From Vedanta Sutra, it is
so, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is Supreme Living Being, and we are also living beings, but we are not the Supreme. Try to find out the difference.
So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you receive service at mais nous ne sommes pas des êtres vivants suprêmes. Cela constitue la différence. Et essayons de comprendre cela.
But both of us, we are of the same quality. That means jubilant.
Mais nous sommes tous les deux de la même nature.
So, our present position being materially contested, just like a man in his healthy condition, he is happy, but in his diseased condition, he is not happy. Similarly, we, being part and parcel of the Supreme, we are naturally jubilant. But on account of being contracted in material nature, we are morose.
L'homme qui est malade, il n'est pas joyeux. Mais l'homme dont la santé est très bonne, il est joyeux. Pareillement, lorsque nous nous situons dans cette nature matérielle, il est difficile de manifester ces symptômes de jubilation. Mais cela a notre bonne position constitutionnelle spirituelle.
In the Upanishad, the Vedas, it is said that the nitya nityana cetana cetanana, the God is the chief of the living being, is the chief of the persons, is the chief of knowledge. In this way, he is described. Just as we can find out amongst us, one is more intelligent, more in knowledge. In this way, to search out God means the most intelligent, the full of knowledge, full of opulence, everything full.
Que parmi tous les êtres vivants inférieurs, Krishna, le Dieu, il en est il est le suprême. Ça veut dire que Krishna, il est le plus intelligent, il est le plus riche, il est le plus opulent, il a le plus surnommé. Ça veut dire que Krishna, le suprême être vivant, détient le plus d'opulence.
Krishna says, in the last stanza, Madhava Madhava. Madhavam means my nature. The Krishna's nature, he'll find always Krishna as he enjoys with his flute and his associates, his consort, Radharani, and the gopis. He'll never find Krishna in morose condition. He is in jubilation always.
Que Krishna, sa nature, est toujours plein de jubilation. Et vous ne souffrez jamais que Krishna tout ça, morose, que Krishna plus conscient par ses associés, ses compagnies, les gopis, et Krishna ne souffre jamais tout ça.
And because we are also part and parcel of Krishna, we have got the propensity to dance with young girls, enjoy the company of the young girls, that propensity is not unnatural. It is natural, jubilation. But because it is in material contact, we cannot enjoy it fully. There are so many inabilities.
Donc notre tendance, par exemple, dans ce monde, d'être content dans l'association, par exemple, des jeunes filles, cette tendance vient aussi de Krishna. Krishna est plus rassuré par les groupes, par la Ravana. Vous trouvez que Krishna n'est jamais plus seul, jamais morose. Et si ça a mieux fait, c'est que, évidemment, ça vient de la source originaire de Krishna.
Those who have seen our temple, we watching Radha and Krishna in jubilation. They are along with the gopis playing the flute and many musical instruments, dancing. That is the definition given in the Vedanta Sutra. Anandamaya Bhyasa means by nature jubilant. There is no moroseness, there is no unhappiness. That is the kingdom of God.
So can we look for you recognize your identity as in your prophet? Self is the Savior of God and Christian. C'est-à-dire que Dieu le connaisse. Il est toujours sur le cas. C'est plus un peu le contenu. Et c'est joyeux. Adam est bien ça. Il y a plein de jubilations. Donc, il y a des chants, il y a des instruments, il y a des danses. Et Christian, on considère la situation du monde.
Now, Krishna says, these are paramount conductors. According to the degree of surrender, one comes nearer and nearer.
Occasionally, there is a paramount conductor. It's the long of the great grand distribution. On can approach Krishna de plus en plus intimement.
Krishna is manifested in three features. Namely, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavanti Sabdat means he is revealed as impersonal Brahma, as localized Paramatma, as the super soul, or as the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna.
So Krishna is surrounded by aspects. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavanti Sabdat. Because Krishna, he has never planted or set up the Brahma as a personality, a few different personality. And I think that the Sukaram, the Paramatma, the Kaksin, will occur. And I think that there is a finale for Krishna, Bhagavan, there is a personality that is unique.
There are three different types of transcendentalists. They are called the Jnanis, the Yogis, and the Bhaktas. Jnanis means those who are trying to understand the absolute truth in impersonal teacher Brahma Yogi.
There are five classes of transcendentalists. The Sankhatnet, the Jnanis, the Yogi, and the Bhaktas, the Yogi. So the four class, the Jnanis,
the Jnani means those who are mental speculators, philosophers, neti-neti. They are trying to understand the absolute truth by means of their limited knowledge. They are called Jnani.
Par la force de leur propre spéculation mentale, ils essaient de réaliser avec la puissance limitée de ce mental qu'est-ce que la vérité absolue.
And the yogis, the mystics, they are trying to find out the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart because the Lord is situated in everyone's heart as super soul.
And the yogis, la vérité absolue qui est située dans le cœur, c'est-à-dire en méditant, car la vérité absolue est présente dans le cœur de chacun.
In the Vedic literature, it is said that dhyanavastita-sadgatena manasa paschantikam yogini. Yogi, mystics, they are meditating and trying to find out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the Super Soul, Paramatma, within the heart.
What is the
And the bhakta, or the devotee, they are directly contacting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, face to face.
Les bhaktas, les devotes, qui sont directement en contact avec la suprême personne divine, face à face.
Just like Krishna appeared, and the bhaktas met him face to face. Not everyone could understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But bhaktas could understand. That is Vrindavan Leela, first time.
Tout comme Krishna, il a parlé. Et les bhaktas, les dévots, ont pu réaliser face à face la relation avec la suprême personne divine. Mais pas tout le monde a pu réaliser cela. Ce n'était pas facile. Mais cette réalisation, face à face, Krishna est le héros. Ça, c'est Vrindavan Lila.
Vrindavan Lila, Krishna manifeste, just to attract that, that how you can meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, just like we are meeting in this meeting, face to face. Similarly, you can also meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, but you have to be qualified for that purpose.
So bring down the leader, Krishna present this idea, afin que nous puissions le rencontrer face à face. Tout comme nous sommes situés ici, nous sommes face à face l'un envers l'autre. Dans la même manière, il est possible de rencontrer Dieu, Krishna, face à face. Mais il s'agit d'acquérir les qualifications nécessaires d'abord.
If you want to understand Krishna in his impersonal Brahma feature, there is this problem. I'll explain that.
Si vous voulez comprendre Krishna dans sa forme de Brahma personnel, cela est possible.
The Brahma feature is impersonal. Just like try to understand that there is sun, the sun glow. And within the sun glow, there is the sun deity. And outside the sun glow, there is sunshine.
Tout comme il y a la lumière du soleil, et il y a le disque, le globe du soleil, à l'intérieur de la déité du soleil.
All of them are light. Within the sun glow, there is light. And in the outside the sun globe there is light, and the sun sign is also light, but still there are differences.
À l'extérieur du soleil, il y a la lumière, le globe du soleil présente la lumière, et le vieux soleil aussi. Et bien que tout soit un, dans un sens, le même temps, il y a une différence.
Another example is, just like if you try to observe a mountain from distant place, it will appear as hazy cloud. And if you go still nearer, you'll find something greenish raw.
Et si vous vous approchez encore de cette montagne, vous verrez des rochers verts.
The subject of observation is the same thing, but you are looking in different ways on account of your different angle of vision.
Le sujet que l'on observe est le même, mais selon notre différent angle de vision, il y a une perception qui est différente.
Similarly, if you actually enter the mountain, you will find there are many trees, many houses, many animals, many men. It is full of varieties.
Mais si vous entrez dans la montagne, si vous montez sur la montagne, vous verrez qu'il y a des différentes feuilles, des différentes arbres, des différentes espèces vivantes. Il y a toutes les variétés vivantes.
Similarly, the absolute truth, object of vision, is one. But according to your angle of vision, sometimes you are seeing it is hazy cloud, sometimes as greeny mountain, and when you actually in that place, you see varieties of living entities, trees, and houses, everything there.
Dans la même manière, lorsqu'il s'agit de la vérité absolue, bien que le sujet soit le même, il y a des différentes manières de perception, c'est-à-dire un nuage assez alors, comme un brouillard, où on peut voir la verdure, ou si on entre bien plus près, on peut voir les différentes espèces vivantes qui permettent.
Similarly, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by dint of his limited knowledge, they realize impersonal Brahma.
Pour ceux qui essaient de réaliser la vérité absolue, à travers le procédé de connaissance limitée de spéculation mentale, ils atteignent la réalisation du This is very interesting from the method, the Bhana of the personality.
Here Krishna says, Momo Bhatvanu Bhattante Manishta. Everyone means those who are actually seeking after God realization. They are following the same path, but on account of their distance of Visha, they are realizing the absolute truth in different ways.
Manushya Krishna is the answer. Because the truth is that
But all of them are beyond this material one that I have already explained yesterday. Tapasaputa. Bhava tapasaputa. Madhava madhava. Bhava jnana tapasa. Bhava jnana tapasaputa. Madhavamara. The process of going to the spiritual world is knowledge and austerity. That is for everyone. Either he is jnani, yogi or bhakta. But in going to the spiritual platform, there are differences according to the angle of vision. The risk of impersonal realization is that because in the impersonal teacher you cannot enjoy that blissfulness eternally. Therefore, sometimes and mostly, they come back again into the material world. Because by nature we are jubilant in the impersonal feature of Brahma Jyoti, we cannot enjoy life. Therefore again we come back to this material environment. Just like by an aeroplane, you want to go higher and higher, but if you don't get a shelter in another planet, you'll have to come back again to this planet. It is stated in the Vedic literature. Arubhya krichena param padam tataha patanti adha anadhitajusmatam. Unless you become elevated to the position of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, simply by impersonal Brahma realization, you cannot become happy. Therefore, for enjoyment is variety. The varieties of enjoyment to come down again to the material
world.
Krishna, We have seen it practically. Many big sannyasis and transcendentalists, they give up this world as mithya or false and take to sannyas. But after some time, again they come back to this material world for executing philanthropy activities like opening hospitals or opening schools and other philanthropy activities.
Nous avons vu cela, que certains sannyas, certains swamis, ceux qui disent que tout le monde est mitra, ce monde est pauvre, et ils renoncent à ce monde. Essentiel, c'est de voir vraiment leur personnel, à cause du fait qu'ils ne trouvent pas cette félicité, parfois ils retournent dans ce monde, et ils s'engagent simplement dans des activités humanitaires, de philanthropie, ils ouvrent des hôpitaux.
It so happens because they cannot fully realize the absolute truth as the supreme person. They again come to the material persons. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, he'll find Krishna say, Bohunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mana Prapadrate, which means after many births, the Jnani, after speculative knowledge, when actually they come to the platform of knowledge, they surrender unto me or they understand the Supreme Personality of God.
Car c'est beaucoup de mécanismes dans ces faits. Les gens qui essaient d'atteindre la connaissance, ils peuvent éventuellement arriver à la connaissance que Krishna nous a dit.
The next line is Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudullam. One who can understand Krishna, whose another name is Vasudeva. So he is everything. He is the origin of everything. One who can understand, he is supposed to be Mahatma, the liberated soul, or the great soul. Mahatma, Maha means great, Atma means soul. But so Mahatma Sudurya, it is very difficult to find out that Mahatma.
Veut dire que celui qui a lu dans Krishna, dans l'autre nom de Vasudeva, devient une grande âme, Mahatma. Mahatma veut dire grande, Atma, une âme. Mais le mérite de l'avoir acquitté sans Mahatma, c'est dur. Il est très difficile de trouver une grande âme.
So, the Krishna devotees who are engaged in this missionary activities, Krishna consciousness movement, they are not ordinary persons. They are Mahatma, but very rarely to be found. Some Mahatma should love.
Donc ceux qui s'engagent à la question de la conscience de Dieu, la conscience de Krishna, qui font ce travail missionnaire, ils ne sont pas faciles à trouver. Et selon le standard de la Bhagavad Gita, doit être facile comme les Mahatma.
So although everyone is searching after Krishna, either in impersonal Brahma or localized Paramatma, the person who has understood Krishna, the supreme person, he is the greatest, successful man living this world.
Ces héros sont parmi ceux qui réalisent la perfection de cette humaine sensualité.
In another place, Krishna says, Bhaktyama Mobilanati, Javan Jasyami Tattva. Krishna never says that by mental speculation or yogi mystic practice, one can understand the Supreme Law. Never says.
Krishna ne dit pas que simplement par le procédé de spéculation mentale ou par la méditation mystique, on peut réaliser la vérité absolue dans sa forme la plus inédite dans l'écriture de
It is clearly said that bhaktana adhijanati javan jashami tattvato. Tattvato means in truth. To understand Krishna's truth, that requires bhakti or bhakti yoga, not the jnana yoga, karma yoga, hatha yoga, or any other yoga system.
So Krishna confirms on the Bhagavad Gita que si on vous a réalisé, il faut le bhakti yoga. Et il dit que jnana yoga, karma yoga, ce n'est pas ce qui est nécessaire pour réaliser le bhakti.
By other yoga systems, like jnana yoga, karma yoga, hatha yoga, you can understand Krishna partially. As I was explained, that somebody is seeing the mountain as heavy cloud, and somebody is seeing as green something, and somebody is seeing actually the mountain with all varieties. So, without bhakti yoga, realization of the absolute truth is partial.
Donc, ça c'est différent moyen de yoga, hatha yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga. La réalisation de la suprême vérité absolue est un concept, tout comme j'avais présenté cet exemple de la montagne, comme l'image, comme l'ambiance, comme vision de toutes les espèces qui vivent sur cette montagne.
In another place, Krishna says, Yoginamati Sarvesa Madhgata Antaratmana Sadhyaman Bhajati Juman Sami Jitta Madhu Mama. He clearly says that out of the many varieties of yogis, one yogi or the bhakta yogi, who is always thinking of me within his heart. He is first class.
Le récit est classé pour la Bhagavad Krishna dit, yogi que pour les tous les yogis, celui qui médite sur moi, qui me connaît avec les gens de moi, il est le plus haut de tous les yogis.
So this Krishna consciousness moment is teaching everyone to become the first class yogi. This moment is giving everyone the chance of chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, which means always thinking of Krishna. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, and if you hear the chanting processes, you chant and hear, then immediately you become in the samadhi state, absorbed in Krishna. This is not our manufactured way. It is all authorized by the Vedic scripture. Therefore, our request is that if you want to become first class yogi, according to the authorized statement of Veda, then you take to this Mahamantra, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. The chanting, the purpose of chanting, is that it is addressing Hare. Hare means addressing the energy of Krishna. The energy is called Hara. Krishna is called Hari. And his energy is called Hara. और राधा, कृष्ण राधा और हरि हरा. तो the form of addressing is Hari.
So that is the character of the Bhagavata. Hara, the beauty of the Lord, the Lord, Krishna, Hari, the beauty of the Lord, the Lord, the Hara, Hari.
Yeah, those who know Sanskrit, there is the example is just like Lata. Lata word, the note of address is Lata. Similarly, Hara is the word and the note of address is Hare. So the request is, O the energy of Krishna, O Lord Krishna, please accept me in your service. Without going through the energy of Krishna, nobody can approach Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Mahatmanasya manpratha daivi prakriti mahasita. Those who are Mahatmas, actually, after many, many life cultivation of knowledge, when one becomes fully cognizant of Krishna's position, he surrenders. Some Mahatmas, Siddhudla. So, that is also explained. Mahatmanasya manpratha daivi prakriti mahasita. Those who are Mahatma, they have taken shelter of the superior energy, Daivi Prakriti. Therefore, he worships Krishna not alone. Krishna is Radharani. You have seen the picture, Krishna is standing with Radharani. So, that is full realization of the absolute truth. Without energy, simply energetic Krishna, that is not full realization.
So,
So, all the Vaishnavas, they worship the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, with the energy. Just like there are many devotees, Sita, they worship Mother Sita and Ram. There are other Vaishnavas who worship Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and Narayan. In this way, we Gaudiya Vaishnava, we worship Radha and Krishna. So, in this way, the process of approaching the absolute truth is a one straight line, but it is a matter of progress. One who has progressed 100 steps, another has progressed 1,000 steps, another has progressed many other more steps. But the aim is the same, Krishna, anyone. The anyone in transcendental life, they are aiming at Krishna. This can be understood in another way. Just as every one of us, we love our body.
Just
Or I love your body. But what is the reason? The reason is because the spirit soul is there. Nobody loves a body, either his own body or other's body, when it is dead. Therefore, the conclusion is that every one of us, we love our body because I, the spirit soul, is there. Therefore, the conclusion is that I love myself or yourself, the spirit soul. Then, the next question will be that why one should love the spirit soul? This spirit soul is love because it is part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, ultimate goal is Krishna. We do not know that. Therefore, we sometimes love the body, or sometimes love the mind, or sometimes love the soul, or in this way. But the ultimate aim is to love Krishna. That is our natural instinct. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sattva Kabhu Nar Savanadi Suddha Chitte Karaya Ula. The meaning is that our love for Krishna is eternal.